the Lions grand final celebrations have continued overnight. The team returning home to a roaring reception in Brisbane, with thousands of fans able to get up close and personal with their grand final heroes. And Australia's claimed the ODI series 3-2 over England, despite winning the final match by 49 runs via the DLS method. The Kiss cast is up next.
Lunch just got a whole lot easier and tastier, with 7-Eleven sandwiches from just $5. Handmade and delivered daily. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier.
Mostly sunny today. We've got a top of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, a shower or two and 19, then sunny on Wednesday. Right now in Craigieburn, it's 6 degrees. In Ringwood, it's 6. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live.
F*** it. We'll do it live.
Across Australia.
Satellite.
And around the world.
Worldwide. Radio host Kyle. Jackie O.
The Bam No Filter show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Keith Urban is having a birthday today. We've rung up Keith. Keith, you there?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kyle.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
That's awesome.
That is crazy that you got a hold of us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You can change his number now. You know what these celebrities are like.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O, they've turned waking up their audience into an art form.
Hey, this is Ashton Kutcher and I'm hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
I saw you with a little pair of gay shorts on.
Yeah, did you like those little shorts?
Man, I want to see you walking around LA in those little shorties.
Yeah. Oh, man, can I say that on air?
Yeah, we've said it now.
Yet again, king and queen of radio, none other than the great Kyle and Jackie O, back where they belong. They've got better every single year and they are truly the last genuinely fearless radio show left on the FM band.
And nobody should listen to it and you will be a massive failure. You've got the intellect of a kumquat.
This is Mark Wahlberg.
You've done a million things. Boogie Nights, Ted 102, Daddy's Home, the other guys, Shooter. There's been thousands.
I'm a very busy guy, but every free moment that I have is to be spent with you guys.
Yes. Kim speaks out, talking to the Kyle and Jackie O radio show.
Hi, I'm Elton John.
I have friends who live in Australia and you've really gone through the mill there. I follow it every day.
The rockstar radio duo,
Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Listening to another station at 6 a.m. is like dog shit.
Tucker Carlson.
I can see why you're number one in Australia.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City.
The end of boring radio.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
The golden microphone is on.
Hi. Morning, everyone. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hello.
Excellent. We're back home. It's good.
Yes.
Oh, it is so good to be back home, I have to say.
God, you haven't even brushed your hair. You look like you're a banshee. Banshee's just rolled in here.
I thought I looked like effortless.
Wrong.
No. Not pulling off
effortless too effortless.
Oh, no. Is it really that bad?
Effortless like homeless in San Diego, effortless, or effortless like the runway of Milan?
I washed it last night and didn't brush it and just left it to dry. And I thought, this looks all right.
That explains. I thought you guys had things like anti-frizz and all this sort of stuff you could squirt in
there. No, I don't need anti-frizz.
Oh, wrong again. you are the definition of the ad for anti-frizz.
Yeah, this is not good, hey?
It's sort of like all wavy at the bottom, but then at the top it's sticking up.
It's skewing very Britney today. You know what, with the extensions, how they just look a bit like ratty at times? That's me today.
Everyone else that didn't go away for the break, Soz about that. You guys all look good. No one's lost 1 kilo, I've noticed.
Are you not seeing intern Pete?
Yeah, Peter looks really skinny, Kyle.
Well, hang on. Peter's the only one that looks odd to me. So odd, I would in fact think maybe it's not the original Peter. Like, good morning. The hair's a bit bigger.
Peter, you do look slightly
He's a little
different.
Uglier.
You look different in the face.
I have got rid of the beard. I have gone a bit more clean shaved.
Well, that's a big mistake.
Okay, right.
And how much weight have you lost?
I've lost 8 kilos.
8 kilos in 2 weeks?
So, yeah.
What are you on the Ozempic or something?
No. I mean, like, over a month, really.
Everyone says no. Just stop lying.
No, I haven't. I couldn't afford Ozempic.
If you've hit the peak, you've hit the peak. That's fine. No one cares.
You couldn't afford Ozempic. Is that your excuse?
No, I'm just saying I'm not taking Ozempic because...
Yeah, okay. I believe
just
you.
Just not, yeah.
What? How did you lose so much weight?
I'm doing altitude training, air locker, which is like in a chamber and it just literally falls off you.
Oh, well, that sounds very expensive. Someone that can't afford a Ozempic is doing altitude chamber therapy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting it for free.
Yeah, getting it for free because I work on the show here. So.
Oh, so that mention was probably part of the deal.
Yeah, I'm going to send them that audio now.
Why would they approach someone like... Oh, they probably didn't. You probably approached them, didn't you?
Now,
it always reeks of desperation when the staff... run around flashing the Kyle and Jackie O badge trying to get freebies. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, look, they did reach out to Pedro first, and I sort of said, look, he doesn't need to do it. I would love the opportunity if that's okay. So
did Pedro pass it on to you, or did you jump on that email
when
it came
in? I became a dad, so I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. So, Pete, I just passed it on to him.
Right.
I thought he needs it more.
Why didn't you pass it on to some of the bigger girls that could have really done with the help along in life with one of these chambers?
Don't listen to him, girls. He's being rude.
No, I'm just being honest.
Well, you could use it too.
Yeah, but well, I could pay for my own. I'm just saying Pete snavels every opportunity off everyone else.
Oh, well, we all know that, you know. He is always doing that to the team. He takes everything first.
And, Peter, what you haven't realised... is that the more weight you lose and when you cut that beard off, it really shows how Jeff Goldblum-like your ears are.
I know,
If you wondered what the largest pair of ears in the world are, Jeff Goldblum has them on his head.
Yep, and the other version in primary school I was called was Dumbo, so...
Was it? Because they're quite a lobe you've got there, brother.
So I inherited these from my grandfather, who had huge lobes.
Does he?
Yes, at school they used to get pulled and they could see how far they stretched them and then they would be longer. It was a whole thing.
I've never thought you have weird ears. I've never noticed them.
Have a look at the ear. Pull that little headphone out. Let Brooklyn have a look at that ear. Look at the length of that ear. Jesus.
See, when you are looking hot, that's when people can focus in on the ears, Pete. So it's probably a good thing that they're being brought up
now.
People
that are into ears, is that what you're saying?
No, when the rest of you is looking trim and you've, you know, shaved, you look good.
I don't think he looks that good. Ears. I think without the beard, he looks a bit pasty. And then without the beard, you see, you know, the hectic cul-de-sacs he's got growing on his forehead.
Don't lose any more weight, though, Peter.
No.
A tendency to do all or nothing. Yep. So that when you lose weight, you get really skinny.
Speaking of...
You're still living with the Campanians?
What are they, Camptonians?
Your housemates?
Yes, from Taiwan. Yes, still there.
How's that all going? Is anyone speaking to you yet or
no? Because I don't speak English, so I don't know sort of where they go.
How weird must that be going home every night?
Halfway house.
That's
what it feels like to me.
There it is, those vibes. Yes, that's okay. A shout out to one of our listeners who offered me a home, by the way, over the weekend. Someone called Shiv said...
And you didn't accept that home of the guy nicknamed after a jail stabbing implement?
I don't know. But, yeah, that's that. I said, sorry, I heard you're homeless. I'm like, well, I'm not, but they've offered a house anyway. So.
Oh, well, you're happy where you are?
Yeah, I think so. I think it works, yeah.
And, Kyle, you killed a snake before you left the US in your house.
Oh, that's right. We'd finished the show on that Friday and there was bags and everything. Everyone was packing because I had a lot of people at my house.
Yeah, you did.
And Bruno was carting out bags, so no one had shoes on. The kids running around, everyone's barefoot inside, bags everywhere, shit everywhere, you know, that packing up mentality.
Yes.
And Bruno comes back inside from taking some garbage out, and I think I hear him go, oh, shit! So I listened and I said, Bruno, are you all right? Heard nothing. And I thought, oh, maybe he's sneezing. Went back to watching TV. And then he comes flying down the hallway, there's a snake in the house! Like, very panicked. For a man, I thought that was quite high-pitched. So we all got up. Tegan picked up the baby. And because we had the police guarding us there, I said, go and get the sheriff guy. So I had a mop on this snake. And I thought, American snakes.
Yeah.
How bad can they be? We've got the dangerous
snake.
We've got the most dangerous snakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got the mop and I'm pushing it out and it's arcing up and trying to strike back, and I'm giving it a push, pushing it out the door with the broom. And then the cop comes around the corner and goes, oh, dear. Oh, sir, that's a mother effing rattlesnake. That needs to be killed. And I thought, rattlesnake? Like, that's the only dangerous snake in America.
Yeah.
So I pulled the laundry door open. There was, like, a machete hanging up in the laundry with all the garden tools. So I just pulled the machete off and sliced its head off mid-lunge.
Oh, my God.
And the copper
goes,
oh, dude, that's so down under. I never seen nothing like that. Man, you Aussies.
You're holding up our reputation, our stereotype. Yeah,
and the rest of the snake curled up around the mop handle.
I
just threw it out into the front yard and shut the door and said, oh, can you take care of that?
I would never be able to cut the head off a snake.
Yeah, well.
That's very good going.
And we were in that house for days.
I know.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it had slid in from outside. So whilst Bruno opened the door to take the rubbish out, it's because did you see the tail sneak in, Bruno? What did you see?
Oh, it was the scariest thing. Yeah, I just saw the little tail flicker through the door.
Oh.
Oh,
and I didn't even want to go back inside to let you guys know. I was kind of umming and ahhing, like, is this where my life goes different? Like, do I never see you guys again? But I came back.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. You know, they say Australia's so scary, but honestly, LA has more predators than we have on a daily basis.
Oh, not just the human beings roaming around. You mean the different animals.
The animals are like...
Scorpions, rattlesnakes, coyotes stealing human little babies and dogs out of people's yards. Bobcats, mountain lions.
Yeah, and it's like...
Bears.
When Otto was in the backyard, you couldn't let him go a few steps more than that on his own.
Not up in the hills, no.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know if a, like, coyote or something is going to attempt to take a little thing, you know, in the backyard.
What about that audio you played when we were there that week where some rock and rolls, someone's wife
Tommy Lee's
had the... Tommy Lee's wife had the chihuahua snatched by the coyote.
Yeah, yeah, like it's in your backyard.
And we heard a few deaths, I think, up in those hills. We heard a couple of those coyote packs ripping other animals to shreds
in the mountains.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard it. It sounded like someone was screaming for their life next door at first. That's what I thought it was. But then it was the coyote.
Just tearing someone's beautiful little baby dog apart. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
And then let's not get into West Hollywood predators. Brooklyn was down there with all those gays all marching around in feathers and glitter.
I actually didn't go out in West Hollywood once, which is the gay... street.
Yeah, well,
you're married now.
I know. Married life really changes you.
Doesn't it?
It's like
having a handbrake and both tyres taken off your vehicle and you're just sitting in the driveway pretending to do laps. Life's over.
They just live vicariously through me now. That's,
yeah, we push you out. We're like, go on, Jackie, find a man.
They're like, go and find a man. Oh, can I tell...
She never brings one back, though, have you noticed? She's always out on the hunt and she comes back starving.
Well, I met the man of my dreams in New York.
Hey?
Yep, I met the man of my dreams.
Hang on, guys, don't clap. We were in LA a week after she was in New York. No one's heard of this.
Yeah, why are you bringing this up now, Jackie?
We were in New York one night, and it was the night of the solar eclipse.
Oh,
and
God, we've been down
this
road.
About this?
Nothing happened at the solar eclipse.
Well, something did happen.
I got the wrong night. And then the second night where it actually happened, we were on the streets of New York watching this solar eclipse, and it felt so like a movie, you know, like a magical moment. You're looking up in the sky and you see half the moon go black and then it kind of comes back again. Anyway, so after that happened, right in front of us was a dive bar, and we were like, should we just go in here for a drink? So we went in, and Brooklyn and Damien took their seat in a booth, and I went to the bar to get them a drink. And at the bar...
What were you wearing?
Oh, that little black dress and black boots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the slutty outfit.
No, it wasn't slutty. I wouldn't say it was slutty at
all. Tight black
outfit. No, it's not tight. It wasn't tight.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's this guy at the bar with a couple of his friends, and I stand next to him to get a drink, and he turns to me and we start talking.
And he's the hottest guy in the bar.
He's so hot. He was hot. And
that doesn't mean much. Some shitty dive bar in New York, the hottest guy in the bar.
Well, that's true in a way, because a lot of those dive bars are not as slim pickings.
Yeah, I bet.
And anyway, so we get talking, and this guy, like, we just start talking for hours we were talking.
What happened to Brooklyn and Damien's drinks?
We just did our own thing.
They we thought, what, you oh, waited in the booth and the drinks never came? Is that what you're saying?
No, we ended up getting drinks separately to Jackie.
Sorry about that, by the way.
That's okay.
Sorry. But I knew they would understand because they're always going, you know, go talk to that guy, yeah. go talk to that guy. And no. I never do, ever, do I? I'm like, yeah. no, really. I hate that. Anyway, so we're talking and his friend is visiting him from out of town. Yeah. And has flown in to see him. But we were just in our own little bubble and having the nicest conversation.
Oh, nothing says top bloke like a guy whose mate's flown in to see him and that yet he's picked up some hoe at the bar all night.
I was very flattered by that, I got to say. I was like, wow. Because I kept giving him an out. Like, oh, you should, you know, I'm sorry if I'm hogging you from your friend. Anyway, so he was like, really good looking. He was smart. We had so much in common. Everything. Well, tick, tick,
what
tick,
on
tick,
earth
tick.
Did you have in common with this bloke?
Well,
girls say this all the time. Well, we had so much in common. You ask them to name one thing, they've got nothing.
Yeah,
they wanted to root the guy. That's what they had in common. That's it.
I couldn't think of anything on the top of my head. Anyway, so he goes to the bathroom and yeah. I quickly go over to Brooklyn and Damien. This is like, you know, 2.5, 3 hours. This is 3 hours in.
Oh, wow. That's good banter.
Yeah, and I quickly go over to them to say, oh, you know, he's so nice. And they're like, we think we know what he does for a living because he was wearing this T-shirt that had a cafe written on it. And they're like, he's a barista at this cafe. And I said, no, he's
in
not.
Washington.
They've always got such high expectations for you, don't they? Another guy who makes lattes for a living.
I said, no, he doesn't do that for a living. He's already told me what he does. And he's
What's
like,
he do?
Well, he's in politics. He works for Kamala Harris's like team.
That's the warning sign there. This guy's a flop.
No, he wasn't, Kyle. He wasn't. Anyway, so he comes back from the toilet and then we're having this conversation about the differences between Australians and Americans and the things that we say differently, like how they'll call it a liquor store and we call it a bottle shop. And I was explaining to him that a lot of the time we put an O on the end of everything, like bottle-O, or if your name is Steve, we might call you Steve-O, Dave-O.
Well, why bring up what regional people do to this high-educated New York fellow?
We were just laughing about it. And by this point, he already knew that I worked in radio.
Right.
And then he says, wait, he says, is your name Jackie-O?
And oh, because you mentioned you put the O on everything.
Well, I don't know, but I said, yeah, I said it is. How did you know that? And he goes, I've actually heard of a Jackie O in radio in Australia. He said, I don't know the show. He said, but I have heard your name before. And anyway, you know, and some of the
doesn't take much to get in our mate's pants, does it, eh? Huh? It shows how little effort someone has to make. For her to go, the man of my dreams, we had so much in common. I told him we put an O on the end of everything. Then he asked me, hang on, are you Jackie O? I've heard of that. Oh, yes, he knew, but it was love. All of this is a coincidence. Sorry, anyway, rest of the story.
And obviously in his job, he has to be like extremely careful. You know, politics is one of those jobs where you have to be so squeaky clean.
He's not a politician.
No, but even
he worked politician adjacent.
Yeah, but even that you do
campaign type.
Yeah, but he, you know, he was talking about that anyway. He then goes to the toilet for a second time. It was a bit close to the last.
Well, he must have had the runs to do this for.
I thought, oh, that's strange. He's going again, and I go over. Oh. he definitely wasn't that type either. He wasn't.
Oh, okay, well, that's good news.
And I go back over to Damien and Brooklyn, and they're like, Jackie. Guess what? Guess what headline has just popped up? It's the Trump headline of us out
which
front
one?
Of... Well, Brooklyn posted on his socials a picture of
that
us.
That Trump Tower picture. Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Just started kicking off that story.
As a joke, we were out the front of the Trump Tower. I don't know. Brooklyn posted it. It became a story about...
Yeah, looking all defiant, how you guys were very supportive of Trump.
It looked like we
Trumping.
Were massive supporters of Trump. And I think the headline was reading something like...
Fan slam Jackie O's
Trump post.
That's right. I remember that. I loved that post. It was my favorite post ever of yours.
Anyway, he comes out of the toilet and he just goes, I've got to go. That was it. He had to go. I think he went and Googled me. I'm not joking.
Thing popped up, that big, that Trump, and here Trump you are story. With the Trump story.
We Googled my name as a test and that was the first thing that popped up was that headline. And I thought, oh.
Oh, well, best off him nose up front, right? Now, if he's hitching his boat to the Dodge shit party, the the lipstick brigade. Better off knowing now.
But it's not like you are a Trump fan. Like, no. I apologise for costing
you. Don't you dare apologise.
Costing
you
me
dare.
The man of my dreams, Brooklyn.
Ugh. Jackie, are you sure you just didn't run out of coke?
He was not doing coke, Bruno. He wasn't that type. Well, maybe.
So what is that type?
I'd love to know. What,
yeah, come on. Define us the type of the person.
What
you
type do you think?
Because you know.
What type do you think does the coke?
Well,
tell us.
Okay, maybe he does, but I don't think he does. He just doesn't.
Tell us the type you think would do coke.
You know, they're like, you can tell they're going off to the bathroom. They're like, he was barely even drinking, this guy. Like, he wasn't.
Right, there's
right, okay, so him.
So that's two boxes. Two boxes.
And he sat and spoke to you for 3 hours.
Three boxes. Right. Ticked.
Didn't drink anything. Went to the toilet all the time.
He did drink. He did drink, but not loads. Okay. He went. No, he wasn't doing coke.
Did he have
the
like
toilet.
Dried snot all over the sleeve of his right jumper?
No, you know,
all dried snot on that. You know, that's a dead giveaway too. Coops, you got any other questions to see whether this bloke's no good?
Did he pay for his drinks using rolled up cash?
Did you see his credit cards?
No, did not see the credit cards.
They didn't have powder on it?
No.
Listen, okay, well, let's assume the guy wasn't a druggo, but you think that he thought you were a Trump plant, or what do you think he thought?
No, I doubt it. Surely he's not that paranoid, is he?
They're all paranoid in the political world
so
in America.
Close
all
to
of
the
them
election.
Crazy.
I know, so close
and
to the election.
And she's polled to lose. That's the current situation. So anything that may make his person lose may have been
too
reason
risky
to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to post that, Brooklyn?
Wasn't even us supporting Trump.
Oh, no.
We're just in front
Look,
of
if
a
the
building.
Guy's that limp-wristed, he can't even say, listen, I'm going to smash you anally regardless of whether you love Trump or not, then he's not worth knowing. Do you agree?
I don't know if I do agree with that.
Okay, well, maybe forget the anal part.
Anyway, well, it's done. It's all good.
Did you get each other's number?
No. It's not like, no. What's the, I mean, no. No. No number. No.
Just a simple no.
I understood the first no. I don't know whether who needs the 17 no's and the ums and the ahs. We got it. So he didn't ask, you didn't ask.
No, that was it.
What about your socials or this bullshit that everyone asks for socials?
No, maybe? I didn't even know his surname. Huh. Yeah, anyway.
You sure you weren't just caught up in the eclipse? And
Maybe. It's really possible.
No, anyone else got anything? Has anyone done anything that's remotely interesting the last 2 weeks here on staff? Anyone got anything to share?
Any golf?
Yeah, I was in Melbourne.
Yeah, Coops. Oh, you watched the grand final?
Correct. Had a couple of big
nights.
How'd
it go? Did you enjoy it?
I can't remember much of it. I left at half time, but it was.
You left the grand final
even,
at
even
half time.
Even he leaves at half time. Must have had a promise.
What? Why'd you leave at half time?
The game was done.
You know what, though? But I, at that point, even though it was such a massive difference in score, I still felt there's a chance. There's a chance, you know.
Yeah, I've seen.
Well, that's deluded there.
Yeah, they've done it before. I can't believe you left.
Even Cooper doesn't give a shit about that.
Were you going for the Swans?
I was actually going for the Lions.
Why?
Got a couple of mates playing there.
Oh, okay. Saying good enough.
And then
why do you go for the Swans, Jackie, may we ask? Because you have a friend that once fingered herself over some bloke in that? Or?
Yes, that is why. Yeah.
Well, you don't need much of a reason these days.
No, you know, it's the little things. But, yeah, I've been to all the games pretty much in the lead-up.
Yes, I know. We've had to suffer hearing about it all, even though you know nothing. You can't mention any of the team members' names. You don't even know whether they eat oranges or mandarins at half-time. You got no idea.
I was listening to this thing on social media, a rant from a woman about what makes a man a bitch. And if you're with this guy, then you're with a bitch. And I wanted to play it for you guys.
This could be anything, guys. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Here I don't even know what to do.
If you and your man are together and you go to the gas station, right, and it's your car, his car, I don't give a f*** whose car it is, okay? If he does not get out and pump the gas for you, Oh my gosh, he's a bitch. If he makes you get out of the car and pump the gas, absolutely not. I don't even care if it's your own car. You hand him your credit card. I don't care about that, right? 50-50 doesn't bother me. Give him the card. He pumps your gas. If not, he is a bitch. Like, that is a hill I will always die on.
I agree with that. I don't know about Bruno. Do you pump your wife's gas? I pump my missus' gas all the time.
Yeah, I like doing it. It feels nice. I think from a man's perspective, it's like a nice thing to do. Because do you ever, this is probably going a bit far, but do you ever put the pipe like rested on your penis?
The what?
The petrol pump.
The pump?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rested on my penis?
Yeah, when you're pumping gas. The vibrations feel so good.
I've never done that.
Oh, you should try it. Just rest it on the head, and then when you're walking, in to pay, you're like, oh, man, I feel so mad.
I've never done that.
Okay, so let's put his comments aside. Anyone doing it just because they want to be nice?
Oh, no, and yeah, no. If it weren't for that, I wouldn't be doing it.
Oh, well, I'd do it. I don't think my wife's filled up her car at all since she got pregnant.
Oh, my God, you're such a good guy.
I like to sort of keep an eye on that, and if I see her car's a bit low, I'll whip down the servo and pump that up.
Oh,
Pedro, you doing that for Patty?
You're a good man.
Thank you, Jackie.
Nah, bro, no. Nah. I'm all about letting my woman be herself and do what she likes and, you know, be a woman.
This is the out clause men like you use when it comes to equality.
What a piece of
shit. You just think, oh, well, if you guys want equality, then I'm not going to do anything
She's
for
an
you.
Independent woman. She can fill up her own tank, you know?
But isn't it nice to be like Kyle and have that man in your life that would do
something
the little
without
things?
Without asking, without being asked.
Yes,
to do it.
That
does make
that
a difference.
That's a big deal. That's like you will have her for the rest of your life if you do those little things.
Oh, hang on
things.
A minute. You mean forever?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stop filling it up then.
No, but like when you guys do little things like that, it's a big deal. It makes a huge
difference. I like
difference.
That. You know, doing little things without being asked because, you know, I've been that guy as well where they'd go, would it kill you to empty the dishwasher? And I go, oh, for God's sake, I'm cooking up fourth.
Yeah.
Like, I've been every guy. Those guys, they're no good.
Yes.
Just do a few little nice things here and there.
Yes.
And you're not even allowed to bring it up because if you go, yeah, I filled your car up and they don't give you the, oh, my God, thank you so, like that. You're just better off letting them notice it alone.
Does she notice it alone?
Nah, very rarely. I'll say, you know, you haven't filled your own car up for 2 years. She goes, oh, yeah.
It must
be very economical. I go, no. I'm filling it up.
I would think that too if I was Tegan. I don't think I'd notice it unless you pointed it out.
Yeah, you got to notice. Yeah. You got to point a few of these things out to the ladies.
Well,
okay. Well, thanks to everyone else's most boring life ever.
None of you, Alpha, you've
done nothing. The geek, you haven't masturbated. You've done nothing. All of you flops, nothing.
Cuz, I have done something.
What?
Well, what is it?
I've been trying to survive at home. My mum went to Melbourne, and I don't know how to do anything. Like. Nothing at all.
What are you struggling with, Alfie?
Well, I don't know how to use the washing machine. I don't know how to use the dishwasher or cook.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, when you started here, you'd never boiled a jug and you'd never made toast or an egg.
Well, I was relying on breakfast and my mum didn't buy me Cocoa Pops, so I never got to eat anything too.
Oh, my God. Do you know how to make toast?
Yeah, but the bread was frozen, so I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
like, it would have took forever.
No, it doesn't actually. You just put the frozen toast in the toaster.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Why'd your mum go to Melbourne? What's she doing down there?
Oh, my sister's birthday. She's out with the girls and stuff, and my dad's at home.
Oh, okay, so she's just gone for the week or the weekend or something?
Yeah, like 4 days, but that's a long time.
I feel like someone needs to come over and show you the ropes in life, like just with the basics, you know, a washing machine, a dishwasher, how to cook toast.
Yeah.
I should.
Very, very
simple. My dad thinks
things.
I won't even last 1 week by myself.
You wouldn't at this rate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually.
So right.
What about Lockie the Geek? What have you been up to, Lockie? You've been very quiet.
Well, on Saturday,
you got like
was
a lizard
day.
Hanging down for a fringe this morning. Whatever the hell's going on with that fringe, it needs major attention.
Yeah, you like that. But the baby
better?
Cartoons where they've got that really obvious curl,
Cocomelon looking curl, looking Cocomelon. Sorry, yeah. So, what have you been up to, Lockie?
So on Saturday, I was out with the Kiss Street Team. Basically,
you got anything that's
up
not boring?
Grand final.
Anything that's not that we don't see? I don't give a shit that you're out with the Kiss team. You got anything good?
Well,
you know, fun, where you're like, wow, that was one of the greatest days of my life.
It was fun. engaging with all of the AFL fans and Collingwood Jackie O fans. It's good.
Yeah, I don't care about those people. I only care about fun things that I'm interested in.
All right. Sorry to disappoint you, Kyle.
So is that he's done nothing else? No. Is that what he's saying?
Kato.
Well, I was obviously busy doing that stuff, so no, I didn't really do anything else.
Peter and Natalie are two singles on the team, and Coops.
I'm pretty sure they're nearly all. Actually, everyone. By the way, he's single as well, Lockie.
I actually deactivated my Hinge because I came across one of Lockie's friends, and Lockie was in the picture, and that was it for me. I was like, "Is this what I've got?" I swiped so many times, and I think I've run out of people.
What happened to your little hack? Where you?
Oh yeah, I used that.
It didn't work, obviously.
But no, it worked. But they're all way younger than me. Like I was coming out with hot guys, but they were like
Lockie
21.
Wants to know who was the friend that matched with you.
I don't remember his name, but I
don't. Have you ended up?
No, I don't think he's.
With the Asian friends of Lockie. How has that happened?
That's why I think I've just got to deactivate it for a bit and start again in the future.
Do you know what I find on the dating apps is that if you leave it for like a week or two and then go back on it, it serves you all the good ones because it thinks, we almost lost you. We need to now serve you the good ones.
Oh, so I've been swiping too much.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
So you need to give it a break.
I overuse my daily swipe, so you've only got so many. And there's staff members here, which I thought if you know someone, it's polite to swipe them. And there's
what?
A staff
no. no, it's wow. not. You definitely don't do that. That's so awkward.
Well, I did.
Who have you swiped from staff?
Yeah, Josh. So I did him, and then he never swiped back. It was very embarrassing.
Josh, did you see that pop up on your thing?
No, my age group doesn't go big enough to have Pete in my thing.
Josh felt very ugly in LA. Josh was sitting around my place. Josh has been getting blokes lining up left, right and centre for years from all over the world. He hit Los Angeles and realised in LA he's deemed as disgustingly ugly. No one matched with
him. Do you know why?
Not one bloke.
Do you know why that is? Because Josh has a look here in Australia that correlates with the hot tradie. And that's like a culture here of the tradies are considered hot. In LA, they don't have that. They just don't. Like, there's nothing.
Doesn't
there's
exist.
No such thing as the hot tradie over there. So
no, you're right. With that haircut and that sort of.
Yeah, the
you
mullet.
You probably got
and
a bit of chlamydia,
trade.
But I'll risk it anyway. You know, that look.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
that
I'm
look doesn't really exist in LA. So
no. Everyone's trying to be a model in
that's
LA.
Right.
The gay scene, I think, Brooklyn, you're right. Are they all like super, like, cute, like, model-y type guys or huge, roided up monster,
correct.
Like, cartoon character looking superheroes?
So your look
right?
is not appreciated in LA. That's all it is.
That was a real shock, wasn't it, Joshy?
It was. I'm not used to rejection.
He couldn't get anyone on Grindr.
And even when we went on that night out to the dive bar, Brooklyn and I would walk up to people and go, excuse me, are you gay? Then they'd look at me and go, no.
You know you're desperate when you're walking around a bar asking everyone, are you gay? Are you gay?
It was
are
lots
you
gay? Of fun.
What is the answer? If they say yes, what it's on? Is that what it is? It's
just... None of them said yes. I don't know what
and
we
And they were
done.
All gay?
No, they were all not. They were all straight. But we'd say, are you gay? And then point at the other one and said, because he wants to know.
Oh, that's very juvenile, boys.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It was desperate times.
We were bored.
Yeah. Anyway, you're back home now amongst your people.
Yeah, I've already had sex with three people.
Three? Oh, yeah. You only arrived back on Saturday?
Yeah, but I was feeling quite sad and, like, ugly, so I needed the validation.
Oh, okay. That's no good when your validation is reliant on
you're not going to self-harm or anything, are you, with all this? Because you were very sad. I just ignored you because, you know, I didn't want to ask too many questions.
He doesn't know how to deal with sadness, so he just ignores it.
Yeah, so I left you there just standing by the edge of the cliff there at my place. I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm back off the edge now.
Oh, good. Okay, so everyone's
really,
good.
Really, really threw him for a six, realizing he's an ugly guy in LA.
Yeah, it's a shock when you're the hot guy back home. Right?
Is he though?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be for sure.
Do you think that's hot? Like, I know he gets a lot of dick, but is he like, I don't think he's an ugly guy, but I'm a straight guy. I don't look at him in a desirable way.
No, he's hot because he's got the rough look, you know, like rough trade. That's his look.
He's got those, There's Ed Sheeran looking tattoos, you know, that sort of shit. You love that? Brooklyn, you'd know. Is that desirable?
You know, my type, Josh, but I mean...
Oh, God, right on the list. The guys, we just about bought him back. Why would you say that?
Well, I'm just saying. But I obviously, he's hot. He hooks up all the time. Like,
hey, at least you're Pete's type.
Yeah, at least I swipe, for God's sake.
Yeah, you can swipe somewhere else.
Yeah. Might okay. as well start. Paul Russell, little boo thing. Tradie vs. Lady, ring now to play. Welcome to Monday here at Kiss, everyone. You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you're a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay. I see a brother holding your seat. No. But I'm trying to get the noise you at least. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Sauvignon Blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song. But girl, what's good? What's with you? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot. What you do say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. A little boo thing here at Kiss FM. Morning, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I want to start a fight.
Okie dokie, the prize today, not only are you adding a score to the ladies or the tradies scoreboard, you get $500 cash, strutting off with money. Cash in the hand, baby.
Yes,
who's
indeed
playing for the ladies, Jackie?
Mel is. She's a cleaner. Hi, Mel.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So good, hun. Good. Are you on your way to work today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. You drive a Toyota Corolla Hybrid and you're in a relationship. Your favourite sex position is lying down 69 style.
I would also concur. One
yes,
of my favourites.
It's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, the laying down part. Isn't that, that's the best part of it though, right? Anything
right.
Laying down, it's always good.
She was once at a house buying party, favours, and then the house got raided.
No.
What?
She wasn't buying the house, Jackie. She was buying the party favours.
Oh, you were once at a house exactly. Buying party favours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jackie doesn't understand this world.
I see. There's no comma there. It confused me. What happened there?
Okay, so I was there buying, as you know, my party favours. And so I'm waiting a while for this guy. And I'm like, this is taking too long. So I'm looking out the front door. And all of a sudden, I see all these police just running up, like, from everywhere. And one of the cops, she fell over in the mud. She was so embarrassed. But I locked the door quickly as I see them running up. I'm locking the door. And so they had to use a like a dolly to get the door open.
Yeah.
When they got in, they had us on the floor, handcuffed, like face down, lying down on the floor, saying, "Offender one, get on the floor. Offender two, get on the floor." It was so scary.
You should have said, "Excuse me, I go by the name Mel, not Offender 3."
Yeah, exactly.
What were they? What, Jackie? What were they? What the were cops you weren't there buying anything. They
Your party, you know, favourites when you go out at night.
Jackie loves getting people in big trouble where she goes, what exact party favourite? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you were buying.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering if my nickname makes sense. That's the only reason I ask. But anyway,
Give it a go. Throw it in the air. Let's see if it hits.
Weighing in at 65 kilos, she wanted to puff but end up in cuffs. It's Mel, everybody.
Oh, that's a good one, Jackie. I love that one.
That's a good one.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
So she hit you. She got the right. Oh, I got it right. Okay. Right party favour. Okay.
No. But it kind of works. Yeah.
Okay.
Same kind of fast, kind of up. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll try one.
Okay.
She wanted to snort.
Your party favourite.
Okay. She wanted to snort, but the cops hit the fort. Nah, that's too weak.
Nah.
She wanted some blow, but the cop said no. No, that's weird. Let's stick with Jackie.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Jordan, he is in civil labourer. I'm not sure what that means, Jordan. What sort of job is that?
Pretty much just an all-round. I do, you know, all sorts of stuff, drive trucks, excavators, and
you got a few
pipes in the ground and stuff.
Oh, wow. So you got a few feathers in your cap. Drives around an MG3 when he's not doing all that machinery stuff. Been with his missus for almost 4 years. That's quite the good thing.
That's nice.
His favourite sex position, doggy. Got hit by a bus when he was a little kid.
Jeez.
He was going 50 kilometres an hour and he walked away with only a broken arm. So what solid bastard this Jordan is.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty solid, doggy.
What happened to that bus thing? Were your folks with you? Were you on your own?
I was just on my way to school. I was about 12 years old on my way to school.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of just jumped down onto the road without looking.
Yes.
And the bus driver was a bit distracted himself. And, we had a bit of a meet. And,
No good.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. Well, okay. Normally your story's finished with some sort of conclusion. Weighing in at 87 kilos, it's wheels on the bus go round and round. Then smashes into Jordan, everyone.
Welcome, Jordan. Do you want to go first, Jordan?
I'll let the ladies go first.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
What a gentleman.
That's
okay,
sweet.
Mel, here we go. Question number one for the ladies. What does double down mean if I'm playing blackjack? What's that mean?
Oh, so you're betting twice, like you're doubling down on your bet.
You got it. Correct. Nice work.
Nice.
Question two.
Work.
What is the swivel used for in relation to fishing?
If you're putting your fishing rod somewhere and you need to swivel back and forth to be able to, you know how you let the lure out, go back in and swivel it around so that they don't break the line? Is that right?
No, that is wrong. I think you sort of knew. At the first thing, it sounded like you were referring to the chair you were swiveling around on, but then you realised it's on the fishing line. But no, that was incorrect. It's to prevent the line for it to, it can't twist and snap, it just moves around freely. So you didn't quite
get that. Didn't I say it can't, so it doesn't
Not snap? Really, yeah, we didn't really understand what you were saying with the girly bullshit in the middle. So question number three.
I think I should get that one.
I'm happy for you to not hear the question. Why is the lanyard attached to a jet ski's ignition? Why is that lanyard on there?
For safety reasons.
For what?
So that it stops if you fall off.
You got it. Nailed it. Thank you. Okay. Well done, Mel. So two out of
Thank
three.
You.
Does anyone want to debate whether she got the second one right or not?
Nah, wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
No
debate required there. Thank you, Pedro. Okay, Jackie, you go.
All right. Jordan, name one area of the body that hard wax is suitable for.
Legs.
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
Bikini line, face and underarms.
Is that different type of wax?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Jordan. Okay, question number two.
Hang on. So what sort of wax? Is it a different?
I guess soft wax.
Oh, you said hard wax.
Yeah, hard wax, yeah.
Oh, I thought it would be like the same.
Hard wax is the one that you don't need to put the material on to rip it off. It just solidifies and then you peel the wax off.
Cool.
Right.
Oh, what would we know about that? Aren't these things supposed to be all done under the shroud of secrecy?
Yeah, pretty much. They do. But
Bruno,
you know.
We can all hear you breathing over there. I don't know
I left my mic on.
And
sorry.
He's got all these papers.
Yeah, I can hear.
I'm so sorry, guys.
All right, question number two.
You're sounding great, by the
like
way.
Like a monster. So, thank you, man.
What is a lint roller used for?
A lint roller.
oh, is it that thing for your face that sort of helps rejuvenate, like, your wrinkles under your eyes and stuff?
No. Oh, I've seen those.
No, that's like a rose quartz thing. The lint roller is used to remove lint from clothing.
Oh, lint roller. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you probably. All good.
It's all good. It's all good. Are you ready for question number three?
She often does that, mate. She'll use a real important word in the question and make it sound unaudible.
How did I do that when everyone else in the room here heard it?
I don't know. It's one of those skills you've got. I don't know how you do it. Okay. I don't dare question it either. It's almost like a superpower.
Question number three. Describe what a bob hairstyle looks like.
A bob hairstyle. Is it sort of like a a floppy bun?
A floppy
like a
bun?
A floppy bun, Jackie.
No, it's not, I'm afraid, Jordan. A bob is just a short haircut, like to below the ears.
Oh, it's like a sharp... so it doesn't go longer than the shoulders.
That means, Mel, you win.
Oh, Mel, you win it. Yay! $500, Mel. Well done.
Thank you. You got it.
Yep. Counted out the money. One, two, three, four, five $100 notes. Nice work. Congratulations. Standby birthday wheel is up next. First calls. Jackie's friend Ursula is coming in and much more stuff coming up this morning here at KISS.
The ladies.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
KISS Melbourne Traffic.
Try new 1 to 5 Health Star bread with 3 times the fibre for soft white and prebiotic for soft multigrain. Both with the same wonder taste you love. It's the best thing since ever. It's Vic LaRusso live from the KISS Chopper. An accident, the Deer Park bypass inbound after Robinson's Road. Westgate Freeway delays inbound before Miller's Road. This morning, if you're travelling toward the city, Tramworks Swanson Street is closed between Victoria Street and Frankston Street. We're aware of the roadworks through Burwood off the Burwood Highway, citybound travelling towards Station Street. For everyday rehydration, choose Hydrolite, scientifically formulated to rehydrate. Hydrate you faster than water alone. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. The KISS cast for today. Top 10, 19, sunny. Vic LaRusso first. KISS traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed along. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do, and it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it KISS all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy 3 Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the 4th free. Plus a 50,000-kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. Please apply. See website for details.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Anaconda Bayswater is celebrating 20 years of adventure. Rock climbing wall, mega deals, huge giveaways and more. Saturday, 12th of October from 9 a.m, 300 Canterbury Road. Play more, pay less. Anaconda!
When I, Ramon Jamon, pull a juicy pork roast from the oven, I take my fork and taste the crispiness of the crackling. Porque I find it soothing. Life's tastier when you get some pork on your fork.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama. Because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana, El Gina, no matter how you say it. The chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
To Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day. This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Hey, it's Mark Smith.
Thank you for having me. It's really nice to be here.
And here's my song Stargazing on Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Time.
That's Miles Smith and Stargazing this morning here at Kiss FM. Kyle, Jackie, morning. Quick little whip around the eastern seaboard. Sydney, 19 today, mostly cloudy, bit of an ugly day. Melbourne, same deal, cloudy, 19. Brisbane, 28. That's where the warmth is. Queensland today.
Oh, lucky Queenslanders.
Yes, yes. So going to the phones, Lucy's called through. If you want to ring, 131065. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi guys, how are you?
Well, good,
hi,
good. Sweetheart. You're very meek and mild. What's happening in your world?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. No, I just wanted to talk to Jackie. So I've seen that she's been like living her best life, single and free. So I sort of copied her and I left my husband last weekend.
Oh, no,
she's a real marriage ruiner, this one, isn't she?
Oh, no, people have to stop doing this.
No,
tell me
good.
You left because
it's
you
good.
Were really unhappy and there was no chance.
No, she was. She's the happiest she's ever been, but she saw you and thought, you know,
and there was there was no hope for you guys. Like, it was just not a good relationship.
No. It's over for a really, really, really long time.
Yeah.
I guess seeing you're living your best life overseas and when you're in Vegas, New York, I was just like,
what people don't realise is, not only has Jackie severed another husband from the anchor of life,
right,
but also signed a remarkably huge financial deal to keep her going by herself forever. You need no man.
Right. Yeah,
but you haven't needed a man for a long time, really.
No, and that's true. And that's,
wanted and needed are two different things.
And that shouldn't even play into it. It's really just, are you happy or really unhappy in a relationship? Is there no working through it anymore? And if the answer is no, yeah, then you've probably made the right decision.
How many marriages have you inspired now?
I don't
to
know,
end?
Brooklyn. I don't know. I shudder
I think
to
it's
think.
Up in the tens of thousands.
I know. I just hope people are doing it for the right reasons and not just because they see one aspect of my life that looks really fun and great. Like, obviously, I'm never going to post me sitting on the lounge one night in tears on Instagram because that would be weird. But
that would be realistic.
Well, no, I think that would be like she's lost the plot. Why is she doing that? But, you know, it's not all roses either. Like, it can be hard. So
sometimes they send carnations and all different types of flowers.
I just don't want people to get the wrong impression that life is amazing 100% of the time, you know. It's not for anyone.
I'm not getting that impression at all. It's just like if you're unhappy with a man, what? I feel like I'd be happier without one.
Yeah, and you probably will, and you might have to work on some stuff with yourself. But, hey, I hope you're happy, Lucy. I hope you feel
Thank
like
you
it's
so
been... Oh, gosh, I love you. I hope you're okay.
See, maybe you should start a new social media thing through Besties. Like,
yeah.
You know, where it's... You know, no one's putting up positive photos and, you know, all these fantasy photos everyone puts up.
Yeah.
Making out their life's great. Now, oh, look at me. I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah.
Should be the exact opposite. All real life, no filter, real shit social media.
Well,
so everyone
actually,
can realize, oh, not everyone's that different after all.
Right. And that's true. But there was a social media app that was trying to do that called Be Real. And never quite
took off. Oh, that sounds like a dumb
off.
Name. That's a dumb name.
Well, it's not really a dumb name when you think about it because it was trying to get everyone to be real in the moment. And
yeah, but no one's going to buy into that shit.
Well, they didn't. That's the point.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're right. Those things don't necessarily work. Jono's called through. Hi, Jono.
Good morning.
Oh, Kyle Dalton Sandilands and Jacqueline Ellen Last.
Oh,
O'Neill
my
Henderson.
God.
Oh, this guy sounds like he's from the federal agency of some description.
Yeah.
I do. I am a consultant for the government, but we'll go no further. How are
okay,
you
Okay, that'll
guys?
Do. We are wealth. So what can we do for you this morning?
Wanted to put you guys to the test psychologically, ask you a few questions about your relationship.
Okay. Our relationship together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, go.
Okay. We'll ask three quick ones. What's the one quality you love most about the other person?
Carl's loyalty.
Oh, you jumped in. I was going to say your loyalty.
Good.
We're
That's
very
fine.
Loyal to
we
each
can,
other.
We can have the same.
We don't
That's
always agree,
one,
mind you. We don't always agree, but we are loyal to each other's decision as well. Not just if she doesn't do what I think, oh, she's so dumb. But she'd never know I think that. That's loyalty.
That sounds fake, actually.
No, I also think, you know, you make your own choices. You don't get it wrong very often.
Okay, what's your next question?
Okay, what's the one experience you've had together so both Kyle and Jackie O, that you're most shocked by in terms of the other person's behaviour?
Oh.
We're getting serious here.
The other person's behaviour.
Well,
I was quite shocked that she had the one-night stand with the listener, and when he was in her, he was like, I can't believe I'm in Jackie O. That was a shock to me.
All right, so my shock was only just recently. It was like, I think, on our second last day or last day in L.A., and we were off air, and Kyle was talking about the Sabrina Carpenter song, Please, Please, Please.
And how what happened to the first one, the loyalty?
and he was saying how he was, because I said, oh, I haven't paid attention to the lyrics, and then he started to tell me what it was about.
And Kyle used to hate this song.
Oh, we hated it.
I did. I couldn't stand it. It was too happy and too squeaky.
Well,
but there's that one part of the song. Do you have that one part that makes me cry?
Yeah, I do.
He cried when he told me what it was about, and it was, he was saying it's like she's done her makeup nice and she just doesn't want to get it ruined because he's an asshole. I'm sorry. It's making me cry. It must have been the strength
on that day, too. Like, it can't be. Have you got that little bit of the song thing?
Yeah, play
that
little bit.
Please, please. Yes, this is it. You know, girls, they love they muck around in the mirror for so long, getting it just right, only to start crying because the arsehole guy, and that's just what a waste of time that is for the ladies.
Yes, that is a waste of time. You're right. But it did shock me, Kyle, that you were so emotional about it. I'm not sure what the trigger was there, but that shocked me.
Me neither. I don't use the word trigger either unless I'm down at the firing range, by the way. That's a real trigger because you click that and shit goes down quick.
Okay, next question, Jono. One more.
All right, guys, last one. Now, Jackie O, I know you've reached out to Kyle in times of distress. However, I know he puts up a tough exterior. Is there ever a time Kyle has called you out of the blue for support that threw you off guard?
Oh. Have I ever done that? Ever rung you up?
Maybe a hazy night, Kyle. A hazy night.
I don't usually ring around, and I would never burden my menial problems on Jackie, who's like, she's in bigger holes than I've ever been in, let me tell you. So,
but I think he's asking, have you called me for support randomly?
For myself?
Yeah. No. Have you randomly called me and said, babe, I'm checking, are you okay? Is that what you mean, Jono?
No, as in, has Kyle called you out of the blue and said, I'm struggling here, help me out?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Okay, I can give you a result if you like.
Yes, please.
Wow. Here we go. Based on your responses together, you're highly sexually dysfunctional together. Though as long as you're happy to remain celibate, you're actually very compatible. So while Kyle is busy lighting the next candle and trying to pick an appropriate boys to men track, Jackie's probably just looking for a hair pull and a spank.
Wow, there's government money being spent very well.
I'm so confused.
And strangely enough, accurate ending. I think that he's nailed this thing.
Why are we sexually dysfunctional? What answer
it wouldn't
did
work.
We give?
It wouldn't work together
but
sexually.
But why, based off our answers?
Well, if you want to prove me wrong, start an OnlyFans and let's get it going.
Yeah, Jono, I don't think this was a proper psychology test.
Are you really working for the government or your local council? He's a local council, this bloke.
I am a local council. Love you guys. Long time.
Love you,
Jono. Okay, thank you, Jono. We're going to do birthday, Will. Are you celebrating?